Hey guys, it's JJ on Ovation Pop Radio. We present to you now our G-Dragon special. Now, if you want to hear the songs in full, you have to make sure you listen to the stream at 7 o'clock tonight. So the way to do that is to go to asianpopradio.com and click on the stream link, or you can download our app. It is free and it's available on Google Play and the Apple App Store. So make sure you do that now before 7 o'clock. If you miss the boat, you can hear the show in full at 11 p.m. again, Australian Eastern Standard Time, and again tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. and at lunchtime. So we played a few times on our stream if you want to hear the songs in full. Otherwise, here is a show with snippets of those songs and your requests as part of our great 60-minute episode of our Asian Pop Radio tonight, celebrating G-Dragon coming to Australia. Here it is.
This is Jeanette and J-John, Asian Pop Radio.
Give me the strength to get up.
Asia-wide hits.
Asia-wide hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. Hello and welcome to our daily show. I am your host, Jay John, and we are so excited because, as you would have heard us banging on about it for the last, 2 months, GD is coming back to Australia. Now, obviously, 2015 was when Big Bang finally decided they'd come around here as part of the Made Tour. Boy, were we excited. I don't know about you. I was just ecstatic that I was finally going to see the Big Bang boys in the flesh right here in our very own city. And I'm sure lots of you felt the same. We all, you know, bought whatever tickets we could. We made it happen. Some of us went to more than one city. I tell you what, it was absolutely huge. And boy, weren't we excited to find out that GD was making his way back to Australia. This time, doing his solo thing. So that's coming up in August. We are so excited. And this is going to be 60 minutes dedicated to displaying that excitement, really. The fact that GD is coming back to Australia, I'm excited. The Asian Pop Radio team is excited. And we know you guys are excited because you're all banging down the door to try and get on today's show to have a chat about your favorite GD songs and what you love about the man so much. So stick around the next 60 minutes dedicated to G-Dragon. I thought we should get into one of my favorite GD tracks. It's from his Shine a Light album. It is Breathe on Asia-wide hits 24/7 Asian Pop Radio.
Amazing baby, I know you want it baby. It's chicken man killing you and me hardcore till you say no more.
Asia-wide hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. This is our ode to G-Dragon. 60 minutes of GD hits back-to-back as voted by you, as requested by you. It's not a countdown, but if it was, GD would sure come out on top. Breathe, one of my favorite GD tracks. You're going to get your chance to request your favorite song and tell us a little bit about why you love the man so much. In anticipation of him coming to Australia later this year, we can't wait for his solo tour. I know you can't wait. I can't wait. Plenty more to come on the show. For now, here are the news headlines.
Hi, this is Barry Bissell, and this is Asian Pop Radio, on air and online across the country.
Daily Express Pop Update. News in 90 seconds.
Hi, Siobhan Stolestar with what's happening in the world of Asian pop today.
Talented singer Wilbur Pan will have fans excited as he has announced his long-awaited comeback in August. He's also announced that he will be teaming up with Warner Music for his first release since his accident sidelined him since 2014. In October 2014, Pan was rehearsing a stunt to be performed at his concerts that involved him being suspended in midair due to exhaustion from practicing the stunt over 10 times. He made a mistake and landed on his head. Ouch. This resulted in a 17-centimeter gash to his head and slowing down of his performances. Did you know Pan was the Mandarin voice for Poen Kung Fu Panda in China? Known as the Asian King of Song and Dance, the album will be followed by a concert. Source: MSNEntertainment.com. More good news for Psy as his latest song, New Face and I Love It, both hit 30 million views on YouTube. Psy, also known as the King of YouTube, proved this even further when he recently received a special award from them. Once someone gains 10 million subscribers, they officially get recognized by YouTube with a Diamond Play Button Award. Gangnam Style is still going strong with 2.8 billion views. Source: Asia1.com. AOA's Beauty Sohyun has gotten a new acting job. The gorgeous singer, who recently caused a stir when a Monaco prince commented on her looks, is set to star in an upcoming historical drama. The drama, to be called Anxi Fortress, is about the siege of Anxi, the 88-day war between Goguryeo and the 500,000-member Tang Dynasty army who attempted to take over the Anxi Fortress. No word on a release date for this drama. Source: Asia One.
That's what's making news today in the world of Asian pop. Your news today was written by Cassandra Brodsell and presented by me, Siobhan Stolznow. Download our Asian Pop Radio app now to stream Asia-wide hits 24/7 or subscribe to our podcasts for interviews and other content on demand. Full details at asianpopradio.com. Now here's another Asia-wide hit on Asian Pop Radio.
This one. Yeah. I got a haul up on my girl full of music. Yeah, it's really taking me from high low. Let's see what should I begin. The club on Friday night, yo. Just having a good old time, yo. The music banging, people's like, word. But there was one to come my eyes, so I just had to get closer to her. She's super fly, yo, I must confess. So I'm thinking, damn, I need her with a loving gesture. I'm about to hit her with a high view, bam. You don't remember me, hey. Instead, I stick with the tradition of how, what's your name? I read the GD, I'm a cool gentleman. Check out my melody, the flavor sweet like your cinnamon. Feel the adrenaline, I'm pumping for your honey loving. It's all about the two of us getting together. Now this what I'm saying.
This side got me proud to show me. Ain't no doubt I'ma keep on holding. And it's only forevermore.
Asia White Hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. It's our GD special, and we've got you guys calling up and telling us what you love about the man himself and requesting your favorite GD track. And we've got Ilsa on the line. How are you going?
Good. How are you?
Good. I think I stumbled there a bit. I'm choking on my excitement. So, how long have you been a fan of G-Dragon?
I'd probably say, like, when I first heard him, which was probably, like, back in the old days when there was he was singing Haru Haru.
Back in the olden days? That's kind of like back, yeah, in the Gold Rush days, or?
I mean, back in the days when he first debuted, around that time, yeah, like 8 years.
I think we both found GD around about the same time, because that was a good time, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I've been a K-pop fan for, like, 7 or 8 years. years now.
Wow. Do you sometimes pinch yourself? It's like kind of, you know, when you look back on how long you've known about K-pop for now, like it used to be all new, right? Now it's just something that it's part of you.
Yeah, I mean, like it's just completely changed who I am as a person and like for the better. And it's just K-pop's so different now to what it used to be like.
Yeah, how do you think it's changed? Like what do you reckon the biggest differences are?
I think now there's probably a lot more people that want to be K-pop stars, not just in Korea, but all around the world. And I think it's a lot more international. The fact that they also sometimes release like some English songs, some Chinese songs that have more English words in their songs as well. It caters to a larger audience.
True. Do you remember when you used to have to try to like let people know what K-pop is about? And it was like you felt like you were losing the battle because no one could understand. Now, there isn't a person on the street that would know what K-pop is.
I still think that some people probably don't know what K-pop is, but I think that, like, I think most people do now.
Yeah. How do you think G-Dragon's changed over the years?
I think, like, in his music and also, like, in his style. Like, for example, when he first started, Haru Haru, that song, it was sort of very, like, a ballad song. They use a lot of piano and strings for that song, but now it's kind of, like, more sort of upbeat, danceable songs, like Good Boy.
Yeah, He has definitely grown in confidence over the years, hasn't he? And he's definitely, it seems, not afraid to try new things.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what I really like about him. Like, he's really brave.
I know it's hard to ask you for your favourite GD song, but can you, you know, you've got a chance to request a song right now. So which one are you going to go with?
Heartbreaker by GD.
Why Heartbreaker?
That's pretty much like my favourite song from him. Like, as soon as I heard this song and when it was first out, and then when I saw the music video, I was like, oh my gosh, this song is amazing. Like, me and my Korean friend back in high school, we would like play it like during class.
That's where we all started eating apples.
Yeah.
We all of a sudden became healthier. CG Dragon did that too. Kept us away from the doctor.
Yeah.
Well, okay, you've got three options. You've got the original, you've got the live version, or you've got the remix version that he did with Flo Rida. It's totally up to you.
I've got to go with the original.
I think that's a good, safe bet. Is there anything else you wanted to plug away at, Alyssa?
So my name's Alyssa Zhang. I am a K-pop dance teacher, as well as I also work at that K-pop shop. And I'm looking to teach more students, as well as maybe like put together my own like K-pop group in the future around Melbourne. So watch out for me, and I want to make it happen.
All right. Well, do you know what? Next time you've got something to talk about, make sure you PM me and we'll get you on the you know, that week's show, okay?
Okay, thank
anytime,
you.
Anytime, anytime. Thanks for your time.
Yeah. Thank you.
Asia Wide Hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. That track was G-Dragon with Heartbreaker, for good reason, because it's our 60-minute celebration of G-Dragon in anticipation of him coming to Australia for his solo tour. And we have another GD fan on the line. It's Emmy. How are you going, Emmy?
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thanks. Well, how long have you been a fan of G-Dragon?
Oh, since 2011.
Oh, yeah, that's going back a little while then.
Yeah, that was pretty long time ago.
That's just a couple of years past his first solo album release, yeah?
Yep.
Did you find GD first, or did you find Big Bang?
I actually found Big Bang first.
Right.
And then from there, I was just like, oh, I like GD. And then from there, it just, history was made. He was the reason why I got into K-pop.
Wow. Do you know what? I think he's the reason I got into K-pop as well, hence the reason for this one-hour show today. Have you ever had a chance to get anywhere near him? Did you go to the Big Bang concert in 2015?
No, I missed out.
Ah, that's awful.
Yeah. On the day, I really wanted to go.
Planning to go along to the concert this time around?
I can if I can afford it.
Yeah, see, that's what we need to do. We need to beg and plead for free tickets so we can give them away to you guys. That seems like a good plan, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
What is it about him as a person that you like?
When I first saw him, I thought he was really cute and innocent, but now when you see him now, he's not really.
I think that's true. I think he seemed to be like really shy early in the day, and even the boys, like the rest of Big Bang, like Daesung, everyone, like you look at some of those earlier clips where they're trying to be all hardcore and they're like the MVs are like all black and mysterious, and they don't quite look like rough and tough, do you know what I mean? But as the years go past, they did it a little bit better, right? And I guess some of those music videos that GD released are almost quite shocking. I mean, you know, you guys know which ones I'm talking about. We don't need to go into it right now, and you know what he's been doing. To no good. Do you think G-Dragon tracks have, like, kind of the ability to sort of pick you up when you're feeling down?
He makes lots of different types of music, so it's always for different types of moods whenever you're feeling, you know, excited or sad or anything.
You know, a lot of people, when they're feeling bad, they like to hear sad songs. Do you fit to that category, or do you like to hear uplifting stuff when you're down?
I just do sad songs to make myself more sad.
Until you just implode.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so if you're looking at GD's solo stuff, like the music itself, do you reckon the older stuff's better or his newer stuff is better, or is it too hard to tell?
I really like his older stuff.
Yeah?
I don't mind his new stuff now, but his older stuff was my favourite.
So going back to like his first album or?
Probably not that far, but like a bit after.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, you've got the task of choosing a song to play on the show today, so what are you going to choose?
Butterfly.
Why are you choosing Butterfly?
Because I really like that song.
Yeah?
And it's just those earlier GD songs where I was just like, this is when he was cute and innocent.
Well, he really was. He had that kind of sparkle in his eye, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Just before getting up to a lot of mischief after that, I think.
Mm.
And it was a cool film clip as well. Like, they really put some effort into that one, didn't they?
Yeah, it was different back in those times.
Yeah. And a good bit of English in the song as well to try and, you know, help us hacks that can't speak Korean.
It gives you something to sing along to.
All right. Well, Emmy, we'll play it for you now. Here's GD with Butterfly on Asian Pop Radio. Thanks, Emmy.
Thank you. Bye. It's all about you, my butterfly. Baby, 내 하루 속 넌 아마 로맨틱한 네 드라마 날 울고 웃게 하죠. No, no, no. 잠들지 못하겠는데 내 이름을 불러보는데 넌 수줍은 듯 독에 떠올리고 넌 내가 이렇게 좋아하는데 좀처럼 결은 말 수가 없어. So now much I love you. Every time I come close to you, every time I'm telling you, every day feel like I'm gonna dream. Every time I yeah, you're special to me. Asia Wide Hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. We're celebrating G-Dragon coming to Australia, and that song was Butterfly, one of my favourites. I absolutely do love that song. I did try to memorise that song and perform it on stage one day and failed miserably. I've got someone on the line who I'm convinced would not fail miserably because she lives and breathes K-pop. She's even had her own K-pop show, and one day when Jason pulls his finger out on Asian Pop Radio, she'll have one on Asian Pop Radio. It's Aurora!
Hello!
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I am fantastic, thank you. How are you spending your days of late?
Well, most people know it's uni peak season. Exams, not fun.
I 100% agree. Everyone we've spoken to so far on the show that today has said they're in the thick of uni, so I appreciate everyone giving their time, but you've got to stop and give a couple minutes to G-Dragon, don't you?
Oh, of course. I mean, I probably would not have survived uni this far if I didn't have my K-pop to listen to, so...
See, other people listen to classical music, but these guys, we all listen to K-pop while we're studying, huh?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely keeps you a bit more motivated than classical. I don't know, that's just me, but...
Now, Aurora, you, like many others before you, that have said that G-Dragon is one of the people that got you into K-pop, just play along and say yes.
I will admit, one of my first K-pop songs was a Big Bang song, so hey. G-Dragon is part of Big Bang, so therefore you would be correct.
Well, which one would that have been? Fantastic Baby, by any chance?
No, a bit earlier than that. The first Big Bang song I heard was Tonight, so a few years before that.
Oh, wasn't that good?
Year 2 years.
Did you hear the Korean version or the Japanese version first?
The Korean version. I wasn't aware there was a Japanese version. I mean, it makes sense, but...
Well, see, because the funny thing about that one was when they released Tonight, they released it, and then I think a few months after that, they sort of did a teaser clip of GD singing in English, because then there was the Japanese version had a little bit more English in it, so everyone kind of thought, oh, wow, he's going to release an English version. This is going to go viral, and they're gonna you know, release it in Australia and the UK, but no, it was a Japanese version. Interesting thing about that one, Aurora, was that, you know, because the Korean version has quite a bit of English in it already, but then the Japanese version had English lyrics in other spots, so you wouldn't usually think of them doing that. They would just kind of change the Korean bits to Japanese.
It depends. When you change Korean to Japanese, a lot of structure changes and words, so to make the flow the same so it fits within the song, I guess they put English in other spots because it would work better. So.
This is why I have you guys on the team. Like, you educate me. This is why Jeanette says, hashtag we get it, you're old. I need to keep learning. It's important for the K-pop community. What G-Dragon solo track stands out for you?
I chose Who You because as much as I sort of Big Bang got me into K-pop, I'm not the hugest fan, but my boyfriend is obsessed with G-Dragon and he absolutely loves Who You. So,
wow, that's nice. So you're dedicating it to your boyfriend then?
Yes, I was going to.
I hope this scores you brownie points.
I hope so too.
Let's hope he cleans the house after this. This has got you off. This has got you off the hook is what I should have said. The other one was just perverted.
A little bit. Yeah.
Oh,
I didn't think of it that way until you mentioned it, though.
Getting very blue, very blue. And are you going to have a chance to get along to one of his shows, or is that what you're hoping for?
I'd always hope for you. I mean, G-Dragon's a big thing, but I guess we'll see how it goes.
This might be a nice anniversary present for you and your boyfriend.
Yes, actually. Our anniversary is Thursday, so...
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. My anniversary with my partner's on Monday, so we're pretty close. Don't know what that means, Aurora, but there you go.
It means something.
We can go on a double date.
Oh, yes. Plans.
That's not weird at all for an anniversary. All right, let's play some G-Dragon Who You on Asian Pop Radio. Thanks, Aurora.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Baby, love you. You duck my G-mon. My man. 왠지 하나도 적지 않아. I want you, I need you. 너래 부르지 만. I don't know, I feel bad. 네가 뭔데 축하해 그새 다른 남자 또 만나. 잘 돼 숨에 아직 좀 미를 담아. 난 네가 좋아 그뿐이라고 자꾸 화가 나 baby.
You know,
네가 먼 싸우라 빌어 헤어져라 빌어 내게로 다시 돌아와 달라고 늘 빌어 동네마다 거리마다 애써 찾아다니며 걔네 요즘 안 좋던데라고 일로 자고 찌질해 난 원래 찌질해 몰랐어 너도 마찬가지야 나쁜 기집애 내가 더 잘할게 한번 만나줄래 귀찮게 안 할게 제발 돌아와 줄래 Hate you.
No, 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 no.
Baby,
Asia White Hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. That was G-Dragon, Who You, requested by Aurora, because this is our G-Dragon special where we're dedicating 60 minutes back-to-back of G-Dragon songs in celebration of him coming to Australia once again. And we are now crossing to Ryan. I have a chat to Ryan. How you going, Ryan?
Hey, Jay. How's it going? I'm good, thanks.
Look, I'm guessing most of our audience will be familiar with this voice, but, you know, the other half might not know how damn famous you are. So do you want to tell us?
Hi, I'm Ryan from AO Crew, a dance cover group in Melbourne.
It doesn't have the same kick when the boys aren't with you and you can't all say it together, does it?
No, it doesn't.
You need to just have a megaphone so it sounds like you've got your crew with you all the time.
Yeah, definitely.
G-Dragon. Let's talk about G-Dragon. Are you a fan?
Yes, I'm a massive fan of G-Dragon. I actually got into K-pop because of Big Bang. The first K-pop song I've ever heard was Wedding Dress.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not exactly a G-Dragon song, but it definitely got me into K-pop.
How many covers of Taeyang songs have AO Crew done?
Actually, I don't think... We've actually done one song of Taeyang's, but it wasn't actually a cover. It was actually Will's choreography.
That's right.
But I don't think, we've actually covered... Oh, no, sorry. Actually, we have. We've done Taeyang and G-Dragon. We've done Good Boy.
That's right. Yeah. It's hard to remember who does it first these days, if it's Will or Taeyang. They're just so, you know, so popular. Like, both of them. It's amazing. So did you get it? It's just awkward. Moving on. So did you all, as a crew, go along to Big Bang in 2015 when they came to Melbourne?
No, I actually missed out on that.
Oh, what were you doing? What was more important than that, Ryan?
I'm not too sure. I don't remember where I was, what I was doing, but yeah, I'm definitely not missing this one that's coming up.
What is it about GD himself, like as a person, that you like?
Oh, I think it's just his charisma, like when he performs.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's on stage or in music videos, like just his movement, his expressions, they're just so unique, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you guys obviously know your stuff about dance. Like, you know, what is it about his dance moves, his choreography that stands out from others?
He really knows how to change it up. You know, a lot of the dances are choreographed by, you know, famous dancers. When you see, when he performs it himself, he really, you know, he tries to make it his own. It's quite rare and it's really amazing as well.
Well, music-wise, what song stands out for you, Ryan?
I'd like to request that XX.
Awesome. What a good song to request. Ryan, I've got a little bit of a fantasy. Can I tell you about it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, my fantasy involves AO Crew coming out on stage before G-Dragon to do a set at the Melbourne show. What do you reckon? How do you reckon you reckon we can get that to fly?
That would be amazing if you could do that. Oh, I think that would be my dream come true. But
if Live Nation,
I don't know if that's possible.
If Live Nation, the tour company, are listening right now, like in a couple words, like how do you sum up what AO can bring to the table?
Energy. We'll bring everything.
We'll bring Will. I mean, where there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah, exactly. He's just going to carry the performance for us. We're just going to stand around him while he performs.
Just wave his hair around.
And hopefully, you know, the crowd goes wild for that.
You all do your bit, Ryan. All right, I reckon we should try and make it happen. What do you say?
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
I mean, anything's possible, but yeah.
Cool. Ryan, thanks for your time.
Thanks so much, Jay.
Asian Pop Radio.
언제까지 바보같이 울고만 있을까
Asia Wide Hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. We're celebrating G-Dragon coming to Australia because we love him. And we have Carol on the line. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I am very well. I hear that you are a GD fan.
Yes, I am.
When did you get introduced to G-Dragon?
Really long time ago. Probably around 2010, 2009, around when I was year 12, year 11 time.
Okay. So, like, were you familiar with Big Bang before that, or was it G-Dragon that introduced you?
Oh, it was G-Dragon.
Right.
Actually, what happened was I was at a typical Asian Chinese New Year festival.
Oh, yeah?
I was just walking down by myself, and then suddenly I see this flashing person on the TV. Like, the MV was going. I was like, oh, this is very interesting. So I just stood there watching the whole MV and found out that it was his song called Heartbreaker.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. Yeah. Being hooked onto that.
Isn't it kind of like feeling like when you discover K-pop, it's kind of like feeling like you've reborn again, isn't it?
Yes. Everyone, after being sucked in, yes.
Everyone remembers their first K-pop experience.
Yes. Oh, gosh. Yes, it was.
So what other GD songs do you like? Like, do you have a bit of a short list?
Yes, I have three, but it's a pretty old school. First was The Heart, then Breathe.
Oh, yeah.
And then Hello. With Feet with Dara.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's not one that people usually say they like. It's more of an I don't think he actually released it as a single, did he? It was just on the album.
Yeah, it's just on the album.
Yeah.
But there was an MV on it or something.
Did you have the full album, the Shine a Light album?
No, I don't, unfortunately.
I listened to that round and round and round over and over again when I was driving.
Oh,
yeah, it's a good album.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and like, what is it about G-Dragon that you just absolutely love?
His rapping.
Yeah?
And his uniqueness, like his singing, he's had his own unique voice as well.
Which of those three songs do you think you'll choose? But I have to say, Heartbreaker has already been chosen, so we can't play that again.
Bree?
Okay, cool. Oh, no, I
Bree
played that. I did play that second song.
It'll be my third one. Hello, Pete Dara.
Is that okay? Is that all right?
Yeah, that's okay. Any of the three is fine.
Wow, fantastic, baby.
Excellent. Love all you. Right. Cool. Well, we're going to do that. Carol, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jay.
Let's go. You ain't got a girl right now?
Nope.
Well, because you ain't got no game.
I know.
I'm going to show you how to do it real quick. GD style. Write it down.
Woo!
Here's some rules, though. One, put on something nice. Two, don't be nervous. Three, just be yourself.
Yeah.
Follow me now.
You just wanna be rap star, be tight and more jazz at your cut to go watching. Kim got let it go. I got no don't bob and not a more gully. Call it the cold rhythm and my trouble drunk. No hand get good you get inside so when so then my old and so then boom bass be shoot my bad boot chicken batch. Yeah, you're nice and cool. Be the joggy hit girl, I get nice to meet you. Get on this a bob and beat you. It's an I get you that boat and a man I told you.
Asia Wide Hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. We're going international right now because we're speaking to the wonderful Melly in the Philippines. How are you going, Melly?
Hi, Jay. I'm fine. The weather is fine here. How about you?
Well, we are good, but the weather here is very cold. It's 10 degrees Celsius at the moment, and tonight will be 7 degrees.
Oh, that's pretty cold.
Yeah, it's pretty much the coldest part of the year for us, but how is the weather there for you?
I think it's the new season is coming up.
And where exactly in the Philippines do you live?
I'm from the Visayas region. It's not very near. It's not near in Manila. You know, Manila is the main city, capital city. We're from the southern part.
Right. Yeah. And you know, things have been a little bit troublesome there at the moment, haven't they? Is everyone safe?
The conflict between the terrorist group is in Mindanao, so that's far from here, but I think they're safe.
Yeah.
The government is doing their best.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I hope things get a little bit better there soon. There's lots of sad things happening around the world at the moment, isn't there?
Yeah. Just yesterday in London, right?
Mm. Well, I guess, you know, I feel like if everyone just listened to a little bit more G-Dragon, maybe the world would be a happier place.
Yeah, that's G-Dragon. Yeah, Big Bang. I love that guy.
So how long have you liked G-Dragon for?
I think it's for about 7 years already. The first time I heard their song, I immediately Googled them up and, whoa, this is my bias. This is my bias in the group.
Do you remember which song it was that you heard for the first time?
It was with their collaboration with 2NE1. I think that was Lollipop.
Yes, wow, that is going back a little bit now, isn't it?
Yeah, it goes way back to 2009, I guess. I can't remember the exact date.
That's the film clip that T.O.P. had that really clever move with the teacup being really fancy.
Yeah, but G-Dragon is a bit, I like G-Dragon more.
And for his solo songs, like what is your favorite solo song that G-Dragon sings?
The Crooked and the Good Boy, way back 2014.
Oh, both very good songs.
Yeah.
Which one are you going to choose for today's show then?
Can I request Good Boy then?
I think we can do that. It sounds like a good plan.
Yeah.
Hey, Melly, K-pop's very popular in the Philippines, isn't it?
Yeah, it is indeed. It is. Concerts here are fully booked. They're jam-packed. Tickets are sold out and this is in a matter of seconds.
How do you feel about being our Philippines K-pop correspondent?
Actually, my friend told me about this. I feel like, count me in, sure.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, we're going to have to talk again.
It's my pleasure.
We're going to have to talk about that. We'll make a plan, okay?
Okay, sure. Sure, no problem with me.
Put your hands in the air. How you feeling out there? We gon' party over here, but who got you singing? Let me say la 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 la.
That's the end of our G-Dragon special. Thanks so much to everyone that got involved. Thank you to you guys for coming through on the request. Lots of fun. Do keep listening to Asian Pop Radio because we're going to be bringing you all the updates on the concert in the lead up to the event around Australia. Hopefully we'll have Live Nation in soon to have a chat about the concerts as well because we want all this information. We've got lots to plan. We've got to know what to wear. We've got to know which cities we're going to. plenty of questions that we'll hopefully have answered soon. Don't forget the top 10's coming up very, very soon with Jedi Scarf. For now, here's another Asia-wide hit. See you later. Thanks, guys. If you like what you hear, make sure you rate and review us on iTunes. Please subscribe to us on iTunes so you don't miss an episode. If you do like it, please give us 5 stars, because the more stars we get, the more people can find out about what we do, and hopefully we can get some more quality interviews and content up for you. Thanks a lot.